Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Thursday, March the 26th, and this is my audio blog. This is my second one of the day. I did the other one on VoiceBoat. This one's going to be on Audio Boom. Yana suggested I needed to do a audio blog entry about dishwashers, and she's quite right. I've got some good news and tips to impart about Bosch dishwashers in particular. I don't know if this applies to other dishwashers, but we've got a Bosch dishwasher that we've had for 6 years, I think, and it's slightly misbehaving recently. It would sort of not complete the cycles properly, and the check water light would come on and stuff like that. Very odd. So I went through the got the troubleshooting manual out, and it says, you know, check the hose for blockages, clean out filters, replace the hose if necessary, make sure the water pressure in your area is high enough, otherwise the machine won't function. So went through the cycle once, got the machine out, cleaned out the filter, and that seemed to improve matters. It ran for a couple of runs and then it started misbehaving again. Replaced the hose, that seemed to help for a short while, and then it must start misbehaving again. Dear, oh dear. Resorted to Google. Very friendly forums out there where people share the tips, and there's some people that explained about doing all sorts of things with screwdrivers and for cleaning out various bits and bobs. But there's a large number of people saying, just pull the machine out, tip it 45 degrees, there'll be a load of water come out of the drip tray that will release a little sensor that has got a float attached to it, and then your machine will function again. And blumineck, it works. Yeah, so you end up with a load of water on the floor of your kitchen, but you just mop it up. And it was funny enough, maybe every time I pulled out the machine while I was doing the previous operations on it, I was probably just displacing some of that water that was in that drip tray was coming out, because it was always a bit of a puddle afterwards. So that's probably why it started working again for a couple of days and then misbehaving again. It's a bit of a useful tip for people that have got Bosch dishwashers. I'm a bit confounded as to why, if this is a standard feature on their dishwashers, why they don't put that in the troubleshooting manual, that you should check the drip tray and maybe empty it. Yana says maybe cynically they'd rather you employed the Bosch service people to do that job for you. I suppose it's all well and good doing that technique, but if your dishwasher is installed in a way that you can't actually pull it out and tip it over, or tip it up 45 degrees, then you might have difficulty. Maybe that's then when the service people can find another way of draining the tray. Nice little tip there for dishwasher owners. I don't know if it applies to other dishwashers or just Bosch ones. Maybe I've wasted a small amount of money buying a new hose for the dishwasher, but that's all right, isn't it? It's good to have a new hose. Good result with the dishwasher. And Google is your friend. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.